It's going really well, as well as being stuck for 5 days can be, to be honest. We've had some quite severe winds back at base camp, which have kept us pinned in position. And we actually haven't been able to move anywhere for 5 days, but it's actually started to ease a little bit now. So we're hoping to be able to actually officially start for real today.
All the publicity, obviously, in the last couple of weeks has been about Serrano Fiennes having to pull out of the expedition. How sad was that for the rest of the team?
Yeah, it was a great shame to lose Ran. He's an amazing character and some amazing stories and a real inspiration for all of us. Unfortunately, with his injury, you know, he's had to pull out, but the rest of us are determined to still carry on and make this a world-first crossing of the polar continent.
Brilliant. How much of a risk is frostbite for all of you, and how do you make sure that you don't get it?
Yeah, well, frostbite is a huge risk. Ran actually got his frostbite, and it was only about minus 25 at the time. We're obviously going to be going down to possibly minus 80, and it's a massive risk for us. We've just got to be very, very on the ball and just make sure that we don't take any gloves off at any point whatsoever. And if we feel we're getting cold, we can come inside. We've got our heated cabooses to stay warm. So if we do feel that we're actually starting to get a bit of a nip, we'll just go inside the containers and warm up.
Right, and talking of the equipment there, take us through the kit that you've got.
Yeah, well, we've got two Caterpillar dozers, D6N Caterpillars, which are sort of our big engines pulling this land train. And behind each Caterpillar, we have one living caboose, which is where we cook and sleep and, you know, we sit down and have a chat. And we've also got a science container and a workshop for all. We've got a huge science experiment going on as well, as you know, while we travel. So there's lots of the doctor here, Rob Lambert, he's able to do a lot of experiments on us as we go along.
And what kind of experiments are they going to be? Do you know?
Yeah, a lot of physical sciences. So we're doing a lot of stuff. We're actually a big science program called White Mars, and they're actually using us as kind of a guinea pig to see what it would be like to send a manned mission to Mars, because of it, you know, we're in such a remote environment with no chance of any rescue whatsoever. It's very similar to an actual space mission.
What's it like? You know, you and I have spoken in the run-up to this. Here we are. It's about to start. How exciting is it?
It's really exciting. It's, you know, it's been a long time in the planning now, and we just want to get going, really. We've, as I say, we've been stacked for 5 days now, and we've not been able to move anywhere, so we're hoping that this wind's going to ease, and all of us are just so excited to actually start the crossing proper.